South Carolina has given a condition for that election to take place, and that condition is that there must be an all-inclusive dialogue among the Burundians, and subject to them reaching agreement that that election can go ahead. If not, then the election should be postponed.
The reasons for the protest has been that President Pierre Nkurunziza has decided he's going to seek a third term. Does the African Union take into consideration that he should not run, or that he should run except that to push the date back?
I think the approach of the African Union has been that let the people and the institutions of Burundi solve their problem and solve it within the constitution, solve it within the laid down procedure, and they must then make sure that they create an environment and a conducive environment under which election can take place, including the issue of third term.
The other news coming out is that the African Union said it was sent military experts to Burundi. Is this true?
Yes, it is. It's going to send some observers, particularly to ensure that no human rights violations take place.
Mr. Deputy Chair, let's talk about the issue of President Omar al-Bashir of Sudan and the action of the South African courts. What is the African Union position in terms of what took place in South Africa?
First of all, I should say that this was a non-event. I mean, the media make it look a huge event, but as far as the meeting was concerned, the meeting went on smoothly, unhindered and hampered by what any entity might say. Now, let me come out very clear for you to get this message. First, when a country decides to host a meeting like the African Union, you sign a host agreement. That host agreement, one of the things it does is to extend privileges and immunities to those that are attending the meeting. And for purposes of the meeting, the venue of the meeting is an extended territory of the African Union. And so President Omar al-Bashir was within the precinct of the African Union where he's covered by that immunity. So the court could not have had any jurisdiction in that unless the South African government remakes and does not live by the African Union statutes.
Now, the African Union, is there a particular concern about the whole issue of the International Criminal Court as it pertains to Africa?
The African Union has always said there is a decision that has been taken not to try sitting heads of, and I think this has also been wrongly interpreted, because African Union right now is trying, is an upgrade. Former president of Chad, he is taken to court by the African Union because of the crimes against humanity that he committed. And so African Union does support the principles of ICC, but African Union has also given very clear stand. I mean, you cannot have double standards. You tell me which leader will be taken to court right now by ICC. Now, those are the double standards that we have said. If indeed it is recognized that the leaders in the West can have immunity where they are seated in the office, it should be the same throughout the world.